This is Gemara Bava Metzia Daf Nun Beis, and today's shiur has been sponsored as an incredible schos aliyas neshama for Miriam Bas Eliezer by a close hakoyein, by a close friend of the daf, someone that I think we've been learning maybe all the way from the beginning together with. Absolutely incredible Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam. Miriam Bas Eliezer hakoyein's yard sale was yesterday, and the schos haTorah of a Torah Mitzibur should be Male. Miriam Bas Eliezer HaKoyein higher and higher in Gan Eden Shel Maila be a Melitz Yosher for her entire incredible family. We pick it up from the Mishnah on the bottom of Nun Aleph Amibis. We continue our discussion of Aina. And our discussion of Aina, of overcharging, today takes on a form of coins. Now, what does that mean? Let's read a few words of the Mishnah, and hopefully we'll gain clarity. Kama te asela? How much can a sela, can a coin, chaseira, be mixed, lacking? Lo yeheba einam, and there won't be einam. So if we look at the first Rashi, Rashi keys us in, says Rashi, six lines then the Amid, Matveya Yoitse Tamid, coins that are constantly used, Usaychik Vechasar, they get warned, and now they're lacking. Kama Techsar, how much can be lacking in Moitseon if you use a Leyehana? So just to remind ourselves, a real coin, like the coins Bizman Chazal, had a weight, and they were worth their weight, whether it was in gold and silver and copper and other metals. As a coin is used, as a coin is constantly handled, the metals diminish. And now the question is, as it diminishes, the coin is really devalued. So how much can it be devalued, can it be diminished, and not consider, I know, and not consider that you're frauding, overcharging the other party? Rameir Oimer Arbo Isarois. Isser le dinner, says Rameir, for Isser per sela, which is an Isser per dinner, which, if you do the math, it really comes out to 1/24th. Rav Yehuda Imer, Arba Pudyonois, Pudyon le dinner, for Pudyons per sela, which is a Pudyon per dinner, which is a 12th. And Rav Shimon Imer, as we turn over to Nun Beis Amud Aleph, Shmoinah, Pudyanais, a pudyin, when it is shnei pudyanim ledinar, two pudyanim per dinar, which is a 6. So three different opinions in the Mishnah, a 24th, a 12th, and finally ending with a 6. Continues the Gemara. Excuse me. Continues the Mishnah. An masay motor lahachzir, until when can one back out? When one gets such a coin that is lacking, how long does he have to want his refund? If you're in a large city, until the amount of time to show it to the money changer. Big farm in the smaller villages, ad arve shabbos, because there's no money changers, we give you until Erev Shabbos. Why? So Rashi fills in the details, because in Erev Shabbos, you go buy your food for Shabbos, and then you'll know if you're able to sell it or not, if you're able to utilize the coin or not. Emaya Makira, if you recognize a few lachar shemas achadash mikabla himenu, even after 12 months, he should accept it back from him. Now, who is the one that is recognizing? Again, Rashi fills in the blanks. Hanoisein Makira, the one who gave the coin, if he recognizes it as his coin, then he should take it back. Even 12 months later, Rashi fills in the kasha, the obvious kasha. We just said Erev Shabbos. We'll get there. Vein alay alav ela tarumais. And he has no claim against him aside for tarumais. Vein oisna lemaiser sheni. You're allowed to utilize it for maiser sheni. Vein chayshesh sheni yela nefesh ra. It's only considered, one is considered a nefesh ra, a not nice person, if he doesn't want to take such a coin. So let's dive into the Gemara, dealing a little bit deeper with these halachas of Aina as a first coin.
And we're going to begin with the first part of the Mishnah, the part of the Mishnah that deals with the amount that the coin could be diminished, could be eroded, and at what point you're not allowed to use it anymore. Says the Gemara of Rimini, I'll ask you a contradiction. Ad kamate aselo chasira. How much can a coin be lacking? Viheba ayna. And it will be considered ayna. Amar Rav Papa. So what's the kasha? Kasha is, let's let Rashi spell it out. Says Rashi, Alma Bahani Shiure Havana, with these amounts, Masnisa Katani, Velo Yehei, Alma Bahani Shiri, Lavanahi, Adika Tvei. So the question is, are these the numbers that until this amount is okay, more than this amount is going to be Aina? Or are these the numbers that are Aina? That is the kasha between the Mishnah and the Braisa. Answers the Gemara, Amar Rav Papa, explains Rav Papa, Loi Kasha, Tana Didan Kachashem Mimata Lemala, Tana Braka Chashem Melmala Lemala. Melmala Lemata, excuse me. Says the Gemara, just two different ways of counting. It's a word game, semantics as we would call it. Our Mishnah is talking about when there's a little bit of the coin lacking, until the point where it's a problem, whereas the Bryce is talking about where it's a lot lacking and until what point it's back into circulation and therefore melmala lemata. Says the Gemara, Maishina bisela depligi. What's the reason that when it comes to a sela, our Mishnah, we have a machlekes, Rishitais, the 24th of 12 of 6. And how come when it came to Atalis, as Rashi points out, back from Memtasa Mebeis, we just said it's a Shtos Lemekach. Over there, everyone seemingly agreed it was a Shtos, it was a six. And over here, we have three Shitais in our Mishnah. Amar Rava Mantan Atalis, Rav Shimini. Probably the simpler Teretz, that in our Mishnah, there is a Shita that says a six, which is Rav Shimon, says Rava. That is whom the previous Mishnah is. Abaye Amar Talis Ad Shtos Machalinish. Says Abaye, there's a fundamental difference between selling a garment, selling an item, and selling a coin. When it comes to an item, when it comes to a talis, until a six, it's normal for a person to be Maich. Why Damri Inshi? Ashig Ligabech Vishavi Likrasich. Oh, because as people say, overpay for that which you have, but pay that which is worth your stomach. What does that mean? We'll see in a second. But selah, but when it comes to a selah, kivon to loisagi lei, when it comes to a selah, since the coin is not regularly circulated, loy machel, therefore the person is not machel. So says the Gemara, a fundamental difference between the two cases. Let's just see Rashi for a moment. Rashi speaks out, what's this phrase that we're using? Ashich ligabech, says Rashi, hitzrech liksois gufeich vigabech ikana biyoker. When you need some clothing, sometimes you got to spend your money. But v'shave likriseich, when it comes to your food, loitikni ela v'shaveich, don't spend more than that which it's worth. So therefore, the Gemara is learning out from here that when it comes to clothing, it's normal to pay more. And that's why, says Abaye, the Mishnah of Talis, everyone agreed it's a shtos. In our Mishnah, when it comes to Stam Cash, then we have the Machlekes as people more particular when it comes to their Stam expenses. Continues the Gemara, Gufa. Let's go back to the Braisa that we started with. Gufa, excuse me. Ad kama te asela chaseira. How much? And again, this braisa was very similar to our Mishnah. We already explained that the braisa is just calculating the other way. It says the braisa ad kama te asela chaseira v'yebayna. Ramei raimer. So we didn't quote the whole braisa before. Now we do. Ramei raimer. Abra yisaris isla dinner. Rav Yudaimer dal ben yanais. Podyan le dinner. Rav Shimon aimer. Shomer ben ashnei bidyan le dinner. Yes, Al Kain, Machra Bishavya. More than that, he sells it for its value. So that part was very similar to our Mishnah. Now continues the Braisa. Ad kama, until how much tipachas v'yirashe l'kama, till how much can a coin be reduced and one is still able to keep it? B'sela ad shekel, b'dinner ad roiva, b'chas mikein, isur, asur. How much is one allowed to keep the coin to sell it till it's worn down to a shekel, a dinner to a quarter, and isur, then you're not allowed to. Hareza, at this point, loyim karena, you're not allowed to sell the coin. And even what it's worth right now, loy letagrav, loy lecherem, loy laharek, meaning once a coin gets eroded, devalued to this higher level, you're not allowed to use it. You can't even sell it for a lower amount. Why not? What's the problem? I'm selling it for its value. Says the Gemara, you know why? Smack in the middle of the Amid, the first one is Mipnei Shemiramin Boaz Acherim, because the person who's buying it is going to deceive others. So what do? Meaning we're learning from over here, this is more in the realm of Lifnei Iver, this is more in the realm of Misayel L'dvar Aveira, that there comes a point that due to the defective and the counterfeit, or the deceptive, I should say, nature of the item, you're not allowed to be an accomplice in keeping this coin in circulation. So rather, what do? Says the Mishnah, Ela Yikbena. You have to make a hole in the coin, V'yitzlena b'tzavar b'nai, and you could utilize it as a necklace, and you could hang it on the neck of your son, Ay b'tzavar b'tai. End of the Braisa. And now the Gemara is going to dissect piece by piece. Omar, Omar, b'sela ad shekel b'dinar ad roiva. Ask the Gemara, ma'ishena. I don't understand why the different amounts. Ma'ishena b'sela ad shekel, ma'ishena b'dinar ad roiva. Omar, Abaye, says Abaye, you know why? My roiva de katani, nami, roiva shekel. What do I mean by roiva? A quarter of a shekel, so it's the same amount. Amar Ravan, truth, they can have me the Ketani Tani Raiva, but like Ketani Revia, Shema Mina. It doesn't say, from the fact that it says Raiva, a quarter, and it doesn't say Revia, which is a fourth, Shema Mina, that this means a quarter of the item that we're discussing, which is the shekel. Question number two on the Braisa. Lama li limitalia ledinar b'shekel. What's the reason why we're using everything back in the ratio to the shekel? Answers the Gemara, teaching us a sidebar din. Milsa gavorche kamashlan dikar dinar da'asi mishekel. There is a dinar that comes from a shekel. Shekel is worth 2 dinarim. And therefore, if a shekel coin is used up until the point that it's half its weight, you could use it as a dinar. For the fact that the Braisa gave one measurement in the other, it teaches us such a sidebar din. It says the Gemara, this is indeed Misalil Ravami, Damar Ravami, Dinner Abami Shekel, Mutter Lekaimo, Dinner Abami Sela, Aser Lekaimo. So that's showing us this din that if it came from a shekel, then you're allowed to keep it all around because then you're allowed to use it as a shekel when it's at half its weight. But if it comes from a Sela, then you are not. And we continue with the two dots. 15 lines from the bottom. Pachas mikan, isur, aser. Mike Amar says, what's the Braisa talking about? Amar Abaye, says Abaye, achik Amar, pachsa, sela, yaiser, michdei, I know, isur, aser. If the sela was lacking more than the amount of I know, then the coin is aser to use. Amar le Rava, iachi avilu mashu nami. If this is true, then even if it's just a little bit more, it should be. Meaning, once you're beyond the ino limit, then right away you should not be allowed to use it. So what does it mean? Yoyser mechdei ino iser. That if it's more than the kdei ino, buy an iser. Elo amar Rava. So Rava doesn't like the pshat of Abaya. And rather comes along Rava and teaches Rava, Pachsa Sela, Iser Ledinner, Aser. that if the sela was depreciated, diminished, iser le dinner, the amount of the value of an iser per dinner, then it is aser. Ustama kirameir, and this price is going with the opinion of Rameir, who we learned back in the Mishnah that Einav and Isser is per dinner, and that's what the Braisa is teaching us. Says the Gemara Tananas. Okay, so now we know some basic halachas of the Einav coins. Sela shenifsala, you have a coin that was disqualified, and then Vitkina, you prepared it, you fixed it, Sheishagoba Mishkalis. So you're not going to use it anymore. You can use it as a weight. What's the halacha? Tameya, it's mekabel tama. Because now it has a new value, a new usage. Now it has a new usage as a kli, as a weight, and therefore it's mekabel tama. Ad kama tipaches asks the Mishnah of Yerayishai l'kaima. Until how much can the coin be reduced and you're still allowed to use it? L'sela shnei dinarim, pachs mikan, more than such an amount, yakut, you have to destroy it. And really, from this price, it really brings out the depth of the previous halacha, that we see that these coins have some level of usage. You're using it as a weight. But once it is too much diminished, you're just not allowed to keep it around. And therefore, it has to be altered so that no one will misuse it, abuse it. So Yakut, you have to cut up the coin. Yeser al kein mai. But what if it's more than that? Then Amar Ravuna, pachas mikain. If it's less than this, then Yakut. Yeser al kein. If it's more than this, Yakut, he also has to cut it up. Ravami Omar, Pachs Mikin, Yakut, Yeses Alkain, Yekayim. So again, the Braisa, or I should say, the Mishnah that we're quoting, the Tanan also, which is the Mishnah on Kilayim, the Mishnah is teaching me that the Selish Nedinarim, less than that, you have to destroy it. Says the Gemara, what about more than that? So Rav Huna says, it's the same din. More than that, less than that. Meaning Rav Huna learned that when it says pachas mikain, it meant any bit more or less, then you're just not allowed to use it and it has to be destroyed. Whereas Rav Ami was mechalik. So Meisvei asked the Gemara, as we turn over to Nun Beis Amid Beis, says the Gemara, Yeser al kein, mach Rabbi Shavya, more than it, you sell it for its value. My love, shebachso yoyser mechdei oynasa. And we see that you're allowed to sell it for its value. Araya to the opinion of Rav Ami, that you're allowed to keep the coin even more than that. Rav Huna said you always have to destroy it. But we see like Rav Ami says the Gemara, loy, no raya. Yisira dakati loy pachso v'chdei anasa. Means more, but it doesn't yet hit that value. Then moichra b'shavya. Meisve, the Gemara is another kashin Rav Huna. So it's not a kasha on Rav Huna nor Raya to Rav Ami. Says the Gemara, going back to the Brace, so we quoted an Amud Aleph, that what do you do with the coin when it's devalued too much? 10 lines down. First one line is Ramini. Yes, the Gemara, lo yasena. Mishka bin Mishka Laisav, you're not allowed to use it as a weight. Blazer cannot be Gruta Isav, nor are you allowed to throw it amongst your pile of fragments of silver. Blaika Benovietzabitoi. You're not allowed to utilize it as a necklace. But we just had a second ago, you could. Ella, rather, what does this price to say you should do? Oh Yischai, you have to grind it down, Yatuk, melt it down, or Yatuk, let's cut it up. Throw it into the sea. So this price we see, once the coin is at this high level value, you have to completely obliterate it. Whereas we said you could hang it on as a necklace. There are different ways to pierce the coin. If you pierce it in the middle, that's where you're allowed to do it. When you're not allowed to do it is if you pierce it on the side. And the reason is, if you have a hole smack in the middle, says Rashi, then there's no worries about this item being utilized as currency, whereas not so if the hole is on this side. We'll continue quoting. We're at 15 lines down, the two dots. On Mosai Motel Asa, Bikrocha Machir, the Shulchani Bikvar, Man Arvi Shabalsis. Ask the Yonah Mara. My Shina, Mamish, the same Kashu we started today with. My Shina, Bissella de Maflik, My Shina, Batals de Lay Maflik. How come over here, when it came to Asela, we differentiated between where you live? And how come, in the case of the Talis, we just gave a basic amount? Says the Gemara, two Terutzim. Amar Abaye says Abaye ki Tanan, Nami, Masnisan, Batalis, Bikrochim Tanan. When the Mishnah spoke about a Talis, talking about a large city, but it's true. If you're in a smaller city, you can have a longer time to deal with the item. Or Ava Amar, Tayalis, when it comes to a garment, Kolinish Kimle, because everyone knows the value. Sela, Kimad, Lav, Kolinish Kimle, because everyone is holding the different value of currencies. El Shulchani, only a money changer, that's why. Hilkach, Bekrok, Diki Shulchani, Achi, El Shulchani, Bekfarm, the smaller towns, like Shulchani, Ravi Shabbasais. Why? To sulk in the Shuka, so Machlek is then buying Rava, whether the same didn't apply to Talis, or whether it's a din specific to a coin. We continue smack in the middle of the Amid at the two dots. If you lacher shemas or chaydesh, he should accept it back. Ask the Gemara, perhaps the obvious kasha. The first we just said a second ago, that how long do you have for the coin? Either you show it to the Shulchani in the large city or Arvi Shabbosais in the smaller towns. Now we're saying, but the person, if he recognizes that it's his coin that's deficient, you should always take it back. So ask the Gemara, hey, cha, I, bekrachim, if it's a large, if it's the krachim, if it's in a large city, amrit, achir, l'shulchani, bekfarim, amrit, ad arve shabasais. So when does this apply that you should always take it back? Amr Rav Chista, says Rav Chista, what's going on over here is, midas chasido shanukan. It's a higher level of piety. Ask the Gemara, Yachim, a seifa, what does the seifa say? Ein le'alav el tarumais. You could just complain, leman. What's the seifa talking about? Eil chasid. Look up at the kabla minei v'lo tarumas tavelei. V'el leheich the kabla minei. It's from someone who did accept it back. V'lebasa the kabla minei tarumas tavelei. You could still have tarumais. So how do you read the Mishnah? Hachi kamar. Ha'acher aval pishen mekabla mei menu. Someone else. Ain't loyal love, el tarumais. There's nothing you could do aside for complain. And we finish with the two dots, about 20 lines from the bottom. V'naisna l'maiser sheni, v'ino chayshe shena l'nefeshra. You don't have to worry, you'll have to utilize it for maiser sheni, because it's only a nefeshra who doesn't want to accept such a coin as payment. Amar Rav Papa, says Rav Papa, from the fact that the Mishnah is saying that you could accept, you utilize the item as Maisa Sheni, Shema Mina, Haiman Demukim Azuzei. This person who is stubborn about taking a coin, Mikri Nefesh Ra, is called a Nefesh Ra. Bahani Mili, who disagi Lehu. But says the Gemara, when is this? Says only when the coins are still in circulation, just a little bit difficult. Masayele the Chiskiya, and this is right, the Chiskiya, the Mechiskiya, Bala Parta, Parta Bishavya. Come to exchange it, do with its value. But lechala the consecrate lechala biyafia should do it in a good seller coin. My kamar, what does Chizkiyah mean? Hachi kamar. This is what Chizkiyah is teaching us. Afal peak shabal leparta barta bishavya shabal mechala mechala biyafa. Why? Lemeimar disavar Chizkiyah demizalzlin b'maiser shady, says the Gemara. This seems to say that Chizkiyah holds that you're allowed to use a coin that is lacking and be mechalal it for what? Yafa. As if it was a good coin. So it sounds like the Chizkiyah is of the opinion you could be mezalzel, you could cheapen, you could deal with Meiser Sheni lightly. That even though this coin is really devalued, you're giving it a full evaluation. But how could that be? V'amra Chizkiyah Meiser Sheni Shein Boshava Bruta. Why? So it seems like Chizkiyah is very stringent with Meiser Sheni. Answers the Gemara, it might be Yafa. What does that mean? Betoiras Yafa. Trezili loy mizalzalinon. Because we don't treat it lightly twice. Meaning once you're being mechalal it, betoiras Yafa, you should be calculating it properly. Because we don't want Maisa Sheni to lose twice. We'll pick it up from here. B'siyata Dishmaya.